Numbers and Tech Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. Numbers and Tech Podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom-branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide-format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Hello and welcome to the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Are you thinking about making a career change? You're not alone. It's estimated that the average person will change careers between 5 and 7 times over the course of their working life. Research shows that the average worker holds upwards of 10 different jobs before the age of 50, and this number is set to rise even further in upcoming decades. The changing nature of work means that a career change may be more feasible for you than for previous generations. People are increasingly working in new ways, be it flexibly, remotely, or part-time. While in the past skills and professions were learned for life, education and training is now becoming an ongoing part of a more dynamic working style. This is made possible with the help of new learning opportunities such as online courses. While working might once have been viewed as little more than a means to pay the bills, it's now widely accepted that finding a fulfilling career is one of the keys to a happy life. With this in mind, perhaps it's time for you to take a step back and look at some of the main reasons people take the leap and decide to make a career change. However, before taking the plunge, there are some things to take into consideration. The last thing you want to do is make a bold career move that you'll regret. Today's guest is Alex, who is in the middle of making a career change. Alex is going to share with us her experiences so far. Welcome, Alex. I'd love for you to share with everyone what your background is. You've done quite a few amazing things in your short time between travels, school, volunteer work. So there's lots that you can share with us. So where do you want to start?
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Alex, and I would like to start with just saying I'm from Colorado. I've made quite a few changes on my journey to deciding to go to nursing school. My first one being, you know, when I was younger, I was very into art, and I started making jewelry, and I started selling it at galleries.
How old were you when you started making art?
I was about 14 or 15.
And what kind of art did you make?
I was focused on earrings because that's what I love to wear.
Okay.
It was quite fun. My dad's an artist, so I would always go and play with his power tools in his studio and just kind of get it. I just had a lot of fun, honestly, and I did pretty well in it, and that was kind of my first business venture.
And who sold your earrings?
So I was sold at a gallery in Breckenridge, Colorado, and then there were two in Pueblo, Colorado as well.
Yeah, if you think about the skill set that goes into that, not only the creativity to design them, to make them, and then actually packaging and selling them at places, and then also the good part, getting the money for them.
Definitely. It was a very fun journey. That was, of course, I'm still in high school at that point. And I had a Facebook page and I...
So you did advertising and marketing too? You had great life skills already.
It was fun. And I did pretty well. And I was actually able to utilize those skills when I did a volunteer trip in Guatemala.
Wow. Were you still in high school when you went to Guatemala, or was that college?
That was college.
Okay.
So I got to use those experiences later on in life as well. So what we did entrepreneurship workshops in Guatemala. So we taught children of a local small town, and we went around, we got different materials, very much like I did when I was doing it at 14, 15, just different scrap metals. And then all of the teachers would bring beads and string, and we would just start playing. And then we'd look at the market, what we could make with this, just being creative, and then the cost of it, and all of those things. And it was amazing. I still get emails on Facebook of the students today asking me, if I want to open a restaurant, what would I start thinking about, or what would I look into? And then we just talk about it.
That sounds like an amazing experience.
Oh, it really, really was.
How long were you in Guatemala?
I was there for, I think, 4 months.
Oh, wow. Quite a long time.
Yep. I was only at the Pavarotti Center where we did that entrepreneurship workshop for, I believe, 2 months.
Okay. So you come back from Guatemala and you finished a bachelor's degree?
I did, yes. So I ended up, I switched my major so many times.
I think that does happen
it
sometimes.
Does. So I originally started in science. I was a little bit of an overachiever in high school. It was this little business I had. But I graduated high school already having a year of college under my belt.
Oh, those are nice programs. Definitely. That combine it.
But. So great. So I was able to graduate college early, but with that, you only had 3 years to figure out what you wanted to do.
True. That's very true. You don't think of it that way.
No. So I don't think I was ready to go to college, to be honest with you. But I did get my major, and I did it in communications. I ended up doing digital design classes. I ended up getting a business minor, but I started in science, which is very interesting. And now I'm at full circle finishing my degree, it not being rewarding enough for me. And now I'm just finishing my prereqs for nursing school.
Okay. So oftentimes in America, I feel like high school students do rush right into going to college. And we've even pushed it down further to having high school kids taking college classes, which for some is very satisfying. And, you know, we're so goal-oriented here in
Absolutely.
The U.S. too. A lot of other countries, high school students do gap years, 1 year, 2 year, and whether they travel, whether they work. I think that's picking up some here in the U.S., but there's still a little bit of a stigma that I believe parents are worried that children won't go back to college once they are away from school. Do you wish you'd done a gap year?
Absolutely. I've always traveled, so I've always had that part of myself kind of awakened at an early age. But I've just learned so much about myself traveling, and I think if you don't know what you want to do, don't force it. I mean, of course, you can take some classes, like feel it out, but if you really just don't know, go travel, go explore yourself, go explore new cultures, new things. Do it. Be open-minded.
Where else have you traveled to?
I've traveled a lot. I'm very lucky. I have been to 23 countries in 6 continents.
Wow.
Yes.
Six continents even.
My goal is 7, but
yes.
Of course, which Antarctica is on the list at some point. But so I did 3 volunteer trips, though.
Where were those trips to?
So I did Costa Rica, Guatemala, and I'm blanking on the third.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you've been so many places.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Was it Spain? No.
No, that was my other study abroad.
Oh, and you study abroad too. You have done.
I've had 2 study abroads.
What age were you when you did your study abroad? Was that college also?
It was college as well. It was the same year, actually. They weren't full semester study abroad commitments, which I do actually kind of regret. I wish I did do longer term. I think that was 2018.
So did you have to be bilingual to go? I'm hearing a little bit of these places that's all Spanish-speaking countries.
It is. I went to Spain first, and I had a Spanish foreign exchange student. So I was comfortable speaking a little bit of Spanish. It didn't really hit in or set in until I went to Guatemala, because it kind of forces you to bring it out more. And then I was speaking pretty well for a while after Guatemala, but you mm-hmm. lose it. And that's one of my biggest regrets, actually, is losing my Spanish.
I know my husband uses it, and I feel like a lot of our friends use like Duolingo or different apps to try and keep up their Spanish. But you're just going to have to travel somewhere again and do an immersion. I think that's a great reason.
Yep.
So how long ago did you finish your bachelor's in communication?
So I finished my bachelor's in 2018.
Okay.
And then I did it in 3 years. Mm-hmm. So I graduated from high school in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's been, well, since now I just finished my prereqs for nursing school, which I decided to start about a year ago in COVID.
Mm-hmm. And did COVID kind of make you think a little bit more about life as what you wanted to do?
Absolutely.
I hear that a lot from people. It seemed to hit everyone, you know, worldwide, mm-hmm. and a lot of people pondered about how they spend their time.
Absolutely. It's great to always be open and to self-reflect, but COVID kind of forced me to do that, and mm-hmm. I definitely see that as a big transition point for me because I think I needed that.
Mm-hmm.
You can always find something that you like to do within the realm of what you have learned, but it just wasn't rewarding enough for me. I have such a caring, like I want to hold someone's hand through something that they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I found I need to stop fighting the science side I have to me, and mm-hmm. I need to go back to school. I need to actually get in there. I want to be in there, the front lines.
So where are you at in that process right now?
I am finishing my application for nursing school at the moment.
And how is that going?
Stressful.
Okay.
I'm having some really amazing people help me with my application, but I don't know. It's just, you have to write it within 500 words. How do you explain in 500 words why you want to do something mm-hmm. when it just means so much to me, and it's hard to fully express that on paper and mm-hmm. my experiences that go along with it.
Well, hopefully your communication degree will help you.
You would think. No, I'm just kidding.
And I think that's one of the takeaways, too. Regardless what your background is, things overlap. Your communication degree is going to be highly effective in nursing. Communication's a very important part of any career. So I don't see it as a waste or I shouldn't have done it to begin with. I think it'll probably make you even better at whatever you do next.
Yeah, I'm excited. No matter what I end up doing, eventually I am thinking about becoming a nurse practitioner and opening up my own clinic so I can mm-hmm. have that communications piece, my business minor,
mm-hmm.
and then my bachelor's of science in nursing.
Sounds like a plan. Mm-hmm. Have you had to take out student loans, or have you done jobs, or how have you been funding your education?
So I did get a couple scholarships.
And congratulations.
Then, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm very lucky, my mom was able to support me through my first degree.
Mm-hmm.
But I worked 40 hours a week during my first degree. And when I was trying to get into the workforce and ultimately decided to go back to school, COVID hit, and I moved back in with my mom, and I saved money, and now mm-hmm. I'm ready to go pay for another degree. But I will be taking out some loans, but I have saved up a good amount as well.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Yeah. And student loans, I know for people that aren't familiar with them, some student loans you have to pay back within 10 years, and now they even go out 20 years. So I always tell people, if you want to go to school, there's usually a way. I know it's uncomfortable to go in debt, but investing in your education, if it's really something you want to do, I tell people go down that path and look it up.
Do it. It's within reach.
So just because, of course, I'm numbers in tech. I just asked you about the money side. How about the tech side? Do you consider yourself a tech-savvy person, or do you just use the bare minimum?
I would not consider myself a tech-savvy person. I have a very old computer. It is a MacBook, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have all the features that a lot of them do now.
Mm-hmm.
But in figuring out what I wanted to do, I ended up taking a couple digital design classes. And so that was also an interesting, I've gone back and forth so many times, I can't even tell you,
But so that sounds very tech focused.
It is very tech focused, and it was pretty hard for me. But I mean, just being open minded and learning what you like and don't like, and I decided that was not my path.
In your personal life, do you use many like apps? Are you a big social media person or a gamer or anything like that?
I'm not much of a gamer. I'm very much, sometimes I'll play like solitaire. But I do have Instagram and I do have Facebook. Mm-hmm. I like memes, movie mm-hmm. memes, or dog videos, of course. But no, I did a lot of social media studies in general within my major, and I saw a lot of the impact that it can have. There's good and bad to everything, mm-hmm. but I would say that I try to avoid social media where I'm at right now because it's a distraction for me.
Interesting.
Easily.
It can cause a lot of FOMO too.
Oh, definitely.
And I think it can make people feel like they're not good enough or they're not achieving enough, absolutely. Which can be very frustrating and lead to anxiety and depression. So it's a careful line to walk.
It is. I agree.
So do you have a mentor, or have you ever had a mentor through all of your experiences, which I can't believe how many you've had already at such a young age?
I would say, I went with the same woman on both of my study abroad trips, Dr. Oh. Yoder. Mm-hmm. She's incredible. She was my counselor for my major as well.
So was she at the university?
Yes.
You studied?
She was
okay.
at the University of Colorado, Denver. And I still keep in contact with her. She's amazing. She wrote my letter of recommendation for my application.
Mm-hmm.
So she's definitely up there. And I would also say my mom, who is a huge influence. I obviously wouldn't be here without her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's such a strong person, and I just hope I can be even a fraction of that.
I love that you've had two strong women as your mentors.
Yes.
And I think that's very important that we remember that in our journeys going forward to, you know, help up, put your hand out and help up the next person behind you.
Absolutely.
How do you manage your time?
Well, that is a great question.
Do you manage your time?
I try to. I don't know that it always works.
Mm-hmm.
But back to what we were talking about, I do try to avoid social media on my phone mm-hmm. as a part of managing my time because it's such a big distraction. Even if I'm not paying attention, I could be on my phone for 30 minutes and not even fully realize how long I've been on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big one that I had to adjust to. I would say, you know, it's always good to have, as someone struggling with anxiety, it's always good to have a set schedule for me, a set time I wake up, the time to go to sleep, like just a pattern. And I think that from point A to point B, it just makes everything flow easier for me if I have that pattern. I think that helps me a lot in both a mental aspect, but what I do during the day.
Yes, I always find it interesting to read people, highly successful people, what mm-hmm. are their traits or their habits. And that's one thing that they've touched on is creating a routine.
Yes.
Helps. And that also that routine breaks down so you don't get decision fatigue. You know, for sense of like people that there's some people that wear the same clothing every day or they eat the same thing for lunch or they work out certain times, certain days of the week. Because the decision fatigue is a true thing that sets in. And if you're making 20 small decisions, and when it comes time for that one big decision of the day, you're already a little bit, like, overwhelmed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know in my accounting world, I've always liked to structure things where, you know, maybe once a week I check the credit cards and the bank accounts, and maybe twice a month I pay the bills.
Okay.
So you're not thinking I have this giant to-do list because you know when you're going to do that next task. It doesn't have to be today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it on the 15th. So I like it that you've realized that already. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And I tell people a lot of times that are feeling overwhelmed to try and simplify.
Absolutely.
Do you have any big projects you're working on right now?
Well, my biggest one for the past few weeks has been my application.
Mm-hmm.
I had only finished my last prereq for nursing school about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
So So right now I am currently learning how to paraglide.
Paraglide?
Yes.
What prompted you to want to learn how to do that?
I just have such this curiosity and adventure side of me that mm-hmm. It's my go-to when I want to de-stress.
I think I heard you say once in the past, you've even skydived?
I have.
And you loved that?
A little bit of an adventure junkie.
Okay. Yeah. No, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love the other side of people. It's not just all business, the paragliding.
I've scuba dived as well. That was amazing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So both in the air and in the water.
Yes. Yes. How do you create motivation for yourself in doing all this?
It's funny. I always used to joke about wanting a better life for my dog. But really, it's just, I always just think about what I want to be, who I want to be when I get older. And I look at how hard my mom has worked to build what she has right now. And really, I think about that. I think about my future family. I think about financial security later on in life. I think about the freedoms that I like having, being able to go on adventures and travel. Mm-hmm. Just keep going. Just get up every day, make the bed, do the next best thing.
I like that. What advice would you have for others if they were looking at a career change or looking at traveling or taking on adventures?
I would just say you dictate your own life. Like, there's so many factors that weigh on you to make decisions, and I would just recommend sitting back, thinking about what you really want, think about your options, be open-minded, and figure out the next best thing for you.
By chance, do you journal?
I don't.
You don't? Just, I do. I've kept journals all the way since first grade, so I have all those, but those are a lot of the kind of questions, sitting and writing that. And whether journal or whether you're a list person or a note taker or things like that. Okay. I think taking that step back, even if it's just 1 minute a day, it doesn't have to be, you know, this, I got to take a half day off to go ponder my future. But I do think it's smart to remove yourself from the present and think about what kind of life you want to create.
Try that.
Any wild dreams, goals? Where do you see yourself in like the next 10 years?
I really just want to travel as much as I can. I want to hit 30 countries by the time I'm 30. That's
I think you're on your way there.
I am. That's been my big one.
30 countries by 30. Okay.
Yes. I would love to be fluent in Spanish.
Okay.
And I would love to live abroad for at least a year somewhere.
Nice. Do you have a next trip planned, or is school just what's on the horizon?
School's on the horizon at the moment. I am away from Colorado in Boise right now, mm-hmm. so that's my current trip. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure something will pop up in there when I'm able to.
How long is your next program going to be if you get into the program of your choice for nursing?
So I'm looking into an accelerated program, mm-hmm. which for people who already have a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. So it would take me a year.
Oh, that's nice.
It's very nice. You can't work. It's very fast paced, but
okay.
You know, at this point, I know what I want to do. And
yeah. And if that one doesn't work out and you have to go a different route, how long are the other programs
traditional
typically?
Traditional programs are usually about 22 months long.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it cuts it in half for you.
It does. Yes.
Well, you're going to have to come back like in a year and tell us where you're at, or 2 years.
Sounds great.
And yeah, we'll keep tabs of your development.
Perfect.
So as I get near the end of the interview, I always like to do the Proust questionnaire. So I'm going to ask you 10 questions, and then I just want you to tell me the first thing that pops into your mind. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, question number one. What is your idea of perfect happiness?
Exploring.
When and where were you the happiest?
Guatemala, actually.
What living person do you admire the most?
My mother.
What is your latest extravagance?
Paragliding in Boise, Idaho.
Which talent would you most like to have?
I wish I could paint.
What do you consider your greatest achievement?
I think being an entrepreneur at such a young age.
How about your greatest regret?
That's a
Mm-hmm. It's hard for a lot of people to honestly think about that.
On a superficial level, I would think it would be losing my Spanish. Hmm. On a deeper level, I think it would be not cultivating certain relationships.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Another hard one. It's still within the same realm, but possibly a vet, but I don't think I could handle it.
Hey.
It's easy to, you know, work with humans, but a dog or any other animal, I don't know if I could handle it.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with you on that. What profession would you not like to attempt?
Ooh. That one's also hard. I would have to say farming.
Mm, that would be hard. And lastly, what would you say is your motto?
I don't have a motto in words, but I would just say there's always room for self-improvement. Be open-minded. Do the next best thing for yourself.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And whether, for our listeners, whether you're feeling unfulfilled in your current job or just looking to try something new, a career change offers many potential benefits. Making a career change is scary, and it may seem easier to stay in a job that you're comfortable with and good at rather than taking the plunge into a totally different career. But those that do take that plunge often end up happier. And luckily, in this day and age, the possibilities are endless. So like I always say, remember to grab life by the bottom line. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers in Tech podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers in Tech, or email info@numbersintech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.